This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're pleased to joined by Saints All-Pro defensive end Cam Jordan, all the way from Seattle. Cam, how are you?
I'm good. I'm fighting these wonderful open-air allergies right now.
Lovely. You got some wheels, man. I mean, you showed some sweet feet at 80 yards, even though it didn't count. You were moving.
Yeah, tell me about it. I had to go back on the field and for a defensive series, but six snaps later, it really hurts. But at the same time, you know, we've got to be able to put together a better defensive effort than that we'll put together in the second half.
And, Cam, when I look overall, though, you know, Bama don't break, however you want to describe it, they were only 3 of 6, 50% in the red zone. So it seems that times were able to force field goals. But what is your take overall? The thing to me that got me with the defense, whether you might say is the rush, coverage, whatever, but you can't give up splash plays like we did to Cup with that 66-yarder and then Brandon Cooks with that 57-yard long game.
Absolutely. I mean, what hurts is, you know, out of explosive plays like that, the first series, we still only yielded 3 points. And then you talk about what happened in the second half with Cooper, the strong run that he had. It's just so many missed tackles. It's things that, you know, we can't allow to happen ever again.
Cam, right now with Teddy Bridgewater at the helm, and I know you guys have a tremendous amount of love for Drew Brees, but you feel like your team is rallying around Teddy Bridgewater?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, we have to put it on the defense. We have to step up our efforts. I don't know how many missed tackles we had during the game. I don't know what happened in that second half in terms of missed opportunities to make bigger plays. But that's something that, you know, we have to put on our defense. To rally around Teddy Bridgewater, I don't know if rally is the right word, but I will say that we're confident in his abilities.
Now, Cam, looking at everyone fitting like a glove, the whole defense, and Alex Anzalone now not being part of the mix, but I look at Alonzo, who we got on board right before the season, and he's been a tackle machine ever since he's been in the NFL. Was like rookie of the year defensively when he came in, you know, to play with the Dolphins. So what is your take as far as everyone gap assignment or just doing their responsibility? Where you at defensively, containing a guy especially like Russell Wilson and what he can do?
It's going to be similar to Deshaun Watson in terms of the ability to elude the pocket. We have to not only keep him in our purse at all times, we have to be able to put pressure on him. And that's going to be hard to do. I mean, when you talk about what Russell Wilson is able to do, not only with his arm but with his feet, and, you know, the ability of possible Tyler Lockett, and now, you know, DK Metcalf had a strong game last showing. So you talk about exactly what we have to do. It's going to be a task for the D-line, but I think the D-line is up to the task.
Saints defensive end, all-pro defensive end Cameron Jordan here on the Saints Hour and on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. And, Cam, what have you seen that maybe we don't get to see, the fans and the media? What have you seen from Teddy Bridgewater that makes you believe that he's going to be the guy that can lead you guys through this six-game stretch?
I mean, not only that the organization has the faith in him, and that's enough for me, but I've seen the work that he's put in over this last year and a half from when he first got here. You know, his mobility has certainly gotten better from last year to this year. His comfortability with our offense, and now that he's for sure getting reps with the ones, that's something that you're going to see vast improvement with each and every snap.
Now, Cam, when you look at y'all's situation, I guess y'all like the traveling all-stars. When you think about it, you don't get to come home. You're staying on the West Coast. You're kind of going from city to city. But isn't it maybe a good thing that could be somewhat some camaraderie with your fellow teammates, that it's football, it's all football, considering you're going from L.A. to Seattle and staying on the West Coast and focusing against the Seahawks?
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, sounds like we lost. There he is. Go ahead, Cam. You were cutting out.
Yeah, like I said, I'm over here just trying to find the quickest way to keep my phone charged. But when you talk about exactly what it means to be on the road, it's sort of like 2 years ago over in London where all you have is yourself for a couple of days. And it's that couple of days that we have with no outside distractions that we have to come together as a unit, come together as a tight-knit family. And it's going to be telling what happens in, over the next couple of days where the course of our season will go.
And Cam, I said this in the pregame, and hopefully you can pass this on to your fellow teammates. The Saints are road warriors, and I'm not just blowing smoke, who that nation, all that stuff. No, what I mean by that, do you know the last decade, the only team that has a better road record than the Saints are the Patriots? You know, everybody talks about the Superdome. Oh, it's great. Mercedes-Benz Superdome, the don't feel advantage. I think a lot of people don't realize the Saints have been unbelievable the past decade on the road, only behind the Patriots as far as winning record.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't really looked at that. I do know that in the last couple of years, we definitely hit a stretch where we felt like we were unbeatable. And we have to be able to capture that feeling, whether we're on the road or whether at home. Especially when we're on the road, we have to be able to tighten down and face all adversaries, whether it be player, ref, coach, or individual. We have to be able to band together as a team and be able to not only fight off momentum shifts, but ride our own momentum.
Cam, how do you think your D-line group as a whole is doing so far?
Excellent. In short of putting pressure on the quarterback, I think that there's always opportunities within these sacks. There can be more forced fumbles. I do know that we're pressuring at a high level right now. As of last game, we created an opportunity for us to not only get a ball back, but put it in the end zone. But that's just it. There can be more to be done. I think that there can be a little bit of effort on trying to get the ball out in terms of the sack instead of just securing the ball. Being able to punch the ball out as we're trying to put pressure on the quarterback. I think our defensive line can handle more.
This portion of the Saints Hour is presented by Bullseye Event Group. Make sure to get your Saints VIP tailgate tickets at bullseyeeventgroup.com. Cam Jordan, Saints All-Pro defensive end. Great stuff as always, man. Good luck this Sunday against the Seahawks.
Much appreciated. Thanks again for having me on.
All right. Cam, go Bears.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.